Can you talk about what her biomarker workup showed and what you consider to be the essential workup for a patient with CLL?
Sure. So when I've got a patient that needs to be treated with CLL, the features I'm concerned about that's going to make me think about the treatments are going to be, you know, the FISH panels. So what's the cytogenetic abnormalities that we're seeing? And in particular, I'm looking for the presence or absence of a 17p deletion or a p53 mutation, because that automatically to me rules out the option of considering chemotherapy at all. We can talk in a minute about whether or not anybody should have chemotherapy at all in that kind of setting. I look for the mutational status of the immunoglobulin gene, whether it's mutated or unmutated, because that also can have an impact both on the response to therapy and help you decide what's the therapy you're going to be using. There are an almost unlimited number of additional kind of biomarkers you could add in to kind of add to those features. But for me, the stage, the cytogenetics, and the mutational status would be the most important factors that I would look at.
Could you just briefly comment on P53? We did a survey recently that suggested there's not as much awareness of that as there is to 17P. Can you talk about the therapeutic implication and also the overlap of, do you see P53 without 17P?
So about 5 to 10% of patients who are previously untreated who require therapy are going to have a 17P deletion. An approximately same number of patients will have a TP53 mutation without a 17P deletion. So you could actually say they're about equivalent numbers. Now, most patients with 17P deletions will also have a P53 mutation. So there are more patients with P53 mutations than there are with 17P deletions. But functionally, the results are the same. The impact in terms of the way in which the disease progresses, it's a poor prognostic feature. Not thinking about therapy, but just thinking about the way in which the disease progresses. But where it stands out most is both 17P deletions and P53 mutations show a really poor response to chemotherapy, as you would expect. Now, you raised an interesting concept here, saying at least in CLL, people think about 17P deletions. Well, of course, P53 mutations are something we see in lots of different cancers. We see it in lots of different B-cell malignancies. But funnily enough, it's only in CLL that it's already changed the therapy that we're doing. So rather than say I'm disappointed that people don't know enough yet about P53 mutations, I'm actually heartened to say that actually a lot of people already know about 17P deletions. Therefore, educationally, to then be able to say, or a TP53 mutation. So I think you could be thinking about these almost interchangeably. Everything you think and you know about a 17P deletion applies to a patient with a P53 mutation.